here on the Chris Stewart Show. And for his first ever appearance on the program, assistant sports director WVUA Television, BJ Milliken, get Shawn Michaels intro music.
Oh, I love Shawn Michaels. That guy.
How can you not?
I mean, he had, what was his, the kick, what did he call it? I can't remember.
Oh, Sweet Chin Music.
Sweet Chin Music, that's it.
Mercy.
Well, hopefully
that's about the highest honor that a first-time guest could get, Mr. Milliken.
Well, hey.
Ryan McMunn, I guess, you know, throwing you some love with Shawn Michaels. Welcome.
I like it.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. BJ with the fancy title assistant sports director at WVUA really basically helps put it all together so that Gary Harris can go on air and be the Shawn Michaels of Tuscaloosa television, right?
Absolutely. You know, I wish Gary did have the long, flowing, blonde locks. You know,
so does
Shawn
Gary.
Michaels, right? Hey, don't we all? I mean, those
hey,
are glorious. Those were glorious. I mean, you know, look, I had hair down to my shoulders when I was about, I think, 15.
Yeah.
And that's about as far as it went for me. But I didn't ever have the curl, never had the blonde. I should have done the blonde.
Yeah, you should have. So, again, just one more totally unrelated side note that nobody cares about but you and I. We found out yesterday that you and I actually were in school together. At the same school, at the same time.
Yeah,
no
we were classmates. We were classmates from way back.
Well, when you're in a you would have thought that we'd have figured this out by now, but found out that when I was sophomore or junior at Central Park Christian, you were in the kindergarten there. Had no clue until I went back Monday and longtime elementary director Kathy Patterson goes, "Hey, I was looking through an old yearbook the other day. BJ Milliken in kindergarten when we were in school. You think that's the same one?" I said, there can't be two BJ Millikens running around Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
That would be really strange. It's funny. I was sitting after we did Tighter Insider last night, and I got your text, obviously, and it said it was the most random question I've probably ever gotten through text. Where did you go to kindergarten? Which, and again, I had to totally check with my mom because I was 4 or 5 years old. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, good times. Unfortunately,
yes.
we didn't take advantage of that back then. We didn't start the friendship early, but
no. But that it explains why we've, you know, picked up so easily over the years. All right. Tighter Insider TV, something you guys do a great job with on Tuesday nights, and then Crimson Tide Kickoff, which again, it's Tuscaloosa's version of game day, if you don't mind me calling it that. It's a fun thing, and you work really hard on it. But that is a never-ending process just to get those two, what is that, a combined 90 minutes of television each week, or is it more than that?
It's 90. It's, 60 for a Crimson Tide Kickoff, and technically, I hate to get into the TV side of it, but, you know, with breaks factored in, it ends up being 44 minutes, I think. But but no, that's Crimson Tide Kickoff. So 44 minutes of content on Saturdays, and then Tuesday night we've got about 22. So that's a solid 60 minutes of content. That's nothing usually but Alabama football, and we enjoy doing it. It's really fun, and you know, it's one of those things when you're growing up, you want to have a job that you enjoy doing. And, you know, having grown up in Birmingham and grown up an Alabama fan, you know, it's great to see it and to be able to cover it as my job. And that's something that I'm extremely blessed to be able to do.
Amen. That refrain sounds very familiar. I think I've given it a few times myself. Talking to BJ Milliken, he is assistant sports director at WVUA Television here in Tuscaloosa. I first got to know you when you were at Channel 42 and sports producer there and did a great job with it. But your job's very different there as opposed to working in Tuscaloosa. I know it's easier in one regard now in that really and truly you've got one school to cover. Not that you don't have other things to cover within Tuscaloosa, but I know how that works. You guys would get beat up because there's people with stopwatches in Birmingham going, "Hey, you gave 13 more seconds of coverage to to Auburn than you did Alabama, or vice versa, or UAB, you know, clamoring for theirs, and all of that you're getting pulled out. It's easier because it's one team, it's one program at Alabama, but at the same time, trying to find the unique angles creates its challenges too, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it's funny that you say that the stopwatch thing. It sounds like a joke, but it's really not. I mean, we would get calls. We would get calls, you know, right after our show, saying, "Hey, you know, the Alabama highlights were 1:05, and I went back on my DVR, and the Auburn highlights were only 45 seconds." And so it's just you think these people are joking, but they're not. That's a testament to how seriously people take football here, and that's no secret to any of us. But it is a different situation. But I think it's fun because, like you said, I hate to say tunnel vision, but you do. You have tunnel vision when you're in Tuscaloosa and you're only covering Alabama. And I enjoyed my years covering Auburn and UAB and Birmingham Southern and Samford and Miles and all those teams. But it makes you more focused, you know, as far as when you're, you know, you don't really have to worry about, kind of spreading yourself so thin. When I was at 42, our staff was, a little, we weren't a small staff, but in comparison maybe to some of the other stations in town, we were probably, smaller than them, but we grew over the years and we're able to do a lot of cool stuff, but I'm real excited about what I'm doing now. And, it's fun to cover the team that, like I said, you grew up kind of watching.
Speaking of being spread so thin. You guys have been for a while. You're the weekend anchor for a long time, and now you've got some help there. Got a new member of the staff at WVUA.
Absolutely, Jen Chapman came in from Wisconsin, a station up there, she started on air I think 2 weeks ago, and she just this past weekend co-hosted Sports Saturday, which is our Saturday night program starting at 10:30. With me, and we had a lot of fun. And I've always said that I don't know if you feel this way about radio or not, but with TV, when you've got someone to bounce stuff off of, it's always better.
And, why do you think y'all are here?
you could just be the lone voice for 3-4 hours, but sometimes it's when you've got a voice like Chris Stewart, I mean, you can you can be that guy. You can be the guy with the golden pipes, but me, I don't like listening to myself for 5 minutes, let alone the whole 15-minute sports show. But no, Jen is great. She's come in, she's excited, she's getting a taste, kind of getting a baptism by fire, into Crimson Tide football. She attended her first game last week there in the press box with us, and she said that she turned to me several times and said, I've got chills, whether it was the Rammer Jammer after the game or the Dixieland Delight. I think she enjoyed that. But, yeah, she had a good time with it, and I think she'll do a great job for us.
All right, so you got Sports Saturday, Tider Insider TV, Crimson Tide kickoff, and oh, by the way, 2 or 3 sportscasts a day to get ready for. So walk us through what we're going to see tonight and the next couple of days as we get ready, and we'll talk to Gary on Friday about the weekend slate, but tell us what you got the next couple of days.
Well, I am fortunately tomorrow I'm going to be doing during the week I do a lot of prep work for Crimson Tide kickoff and Sports Saturday, and tomorrow I am actually going to shoot 2 features. One of them at the Birmingham Zoo with an elephant and a tiger. I'll let you figure out which game we're going to be talking about with that. I do a special feature in Crimson Tide kickoff called Milliseconds, where I just kind of I covered a lot of stuff. I'm doing one this week is NASCAR. I went out to Talladega last week and got several NASCAR drivers talking about being college football fans. Talked to the great Larry McReynolds of Fox Sports, who is a big Alabama fan. He was pretty awesome. And I did not know until I talked to him, but Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who is Danica Patrick's better half, is a big Ole Miss fan. And apparently Miss Danica Patrick is also been kind of, joined into the Ole Miss family. So she's got a lot of Ole Miss gear and, knows the hottie toddy and all that stuff. So watch out for that your next time in Oxford. We saw Katy Perry this time.
That's where I was going to go with it. Is she going to be the guest picker?
Maybe so. Maybe that's something to look out for. He said he was going to be at a game He said he was going to try to go to the Egg Bowl. So maybe that's an early inside information there.
But, yeah, him and about 500,000 other people, if there are that many in the state of Mississippi.
They'll all be there. But yeah, no, we've got I've got that. I've got an interview with Andrew Zhao set up too, and Andrew and I go back to our time at 42, and he was helped us out there when I was there. And so yeah, I mean, we've got all sorts of good stuff coming up on Saturday's show. Just today, and I told you this earlier via text, confirmed Gene Jelks as one of our guests, and I'm excited about that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, and also Ryan Fowler from there at the station is going to join us as well. And maybe I shouldn't have been as excited about this last one, but the I Hate Tennessee Alabama fan is going to call in. He lives in Cincinnati now, but everyone's seen that viral video, but he is going to be on the show. So that's Saturday, so I'm excited about it.
That'll be quite the show. Please play, leading into Fowler being on there, please play some clip from The Hangover with Zach Galifianakis leading into him being
there. I will.
I dropped that reference on him at Football Media Days. He had zero clue who or what I was talking about. Had never seen the movie, didn't know anything about it.
Unbelievable. Wow, how do you live in the world and not know about that movie? Right.
Unbelievable. That's Fowler. Crazy. It's Bama football 24/7, 365 with him. He's got no time for anything else.
Right,
he's
job.
Constantly breaking down game film.
He's just in the that's Nick Saban approved work ethic right there.
That it is. Hey, great stuff. Great talking to you. Let's do this a lot more frequently, all right?
Yeah, Chris. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it. BJ Milliken, assistant sports director at WVUA Television here in Tuscaloosa, does great work behind the scenes. Tighter and